So let me do really a quick thing before I do the thing. I want to ask you a question. Are you working on your satisfaction? Do I have that? Do we have that? Are you working on your satisfaction? I just want to read one verse, say a couple comments, and I'll pray for you. The Lord, it says in Psalms 145, verse 14, the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down, who have humbled themselves. And watch, the eyes of all who look to you, you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and you, I love this phrase, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. And then it jumped down to verse 19. It says, he fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and he saves them. I'm asking again this question. Are you working on your satisfaction, and I mean in God, in Christ? This is a thing that should always be a focus for us. God wants us to do more than go, to right doctrine. Yes, that's right, I believe. He's really not only after our minds, he's after our hearts. And the reality that we believe upon the living God, that we've received salvation, is really shown in we're progressing in deep heart satisfaction with Christ. God Almighty made you to desire. Your desires are put in there by him. He designed your heart to crave, to long for, to desire. The problem on planet Earth is there's 1,001 other options for you to fulfill that desire. But the way that we, as some will say, most glorify God is that we glorify him by being deeply satisfied in him. And so I don't want to make you feel guilty. I just want to lock you in on what should be a core journey within your faith. Yes, we want to do mission. Yes, we're sending to the nations and to inner cities and starting prayer movements. And so we love all that. But at the end of the day, are you growing in heart satisfaction with Jesus? The war is happening around your life to keep you distracted with counterfeit ways to satisfy your heart. And so what do I mean by satisfy? I mean that you're literally able to drink of him, to eat of him. His presence is more and more becoming the deep satisfaction of your heart. And as it happens, you're losing some of maybe your energy for what used to be the satisfaction of your life. Maybe entertainment's not as important to you. Maybe sports is not quite as important. Again, not that those things are all bad or evil, but often we're feeding for hours on these things and not feeding on Christ. And that just shows you don't need to work on, spend time feeling guilty. What you got to do is say, Lord, I pray again that you would, I want to thank you for putting desire in my heart. I desire meaning. I desire love. I crave in my heart for satisfaction. And I believe that you're the one that can give that to me. And then be able to confess, I admit I've been drinking of other things to fulfill these cravings inside me, and I pray that you do a miracle inside my life. So I want to encourage you to make this a core passion of your life, that you could say a year from now, I'm increasing in my satisfaction with Jesus. And because of that, I am less desirous of the stuff on planet Earth. That will show me as much as anything, and you, if you're progressing in your sanctification with the Lord. Because we can, and America has produced a way, you can glibly stumble through your life being a Christian and doing a few Christian things, but never really growing in your passion for the Christ. And so Jesus wants to be the bread of your soul. He wants to be the meat. He wants to be the lover of your soul. He wants to satisfy you and do deep things in you. And I'm telling you, watch the tournament, right? K-State's not going to satisfy you. They end up losing in first rounds. And then KU loses in second rounds. You just got to go again. All right, KU basketball won't be the satisfaction, right, Dick, of my heart. You've just got to give up on it. Food, money, sex, substance, things that make you feel good for it, they cannot fully satisfy your heart. And again, I pray and hope, and I'm going to pray, that you would make craving, being satisfied in him, a main passion of your heart and life. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every heart in this room. I know this, you made them to desire. You made them to crave. That's what you made the human heart to do. And you have declared that you're the one that is the full satisfaction of our life. Thank you for our food. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for our loved ones. Ways that you mediate your provision to satisfy us. But I pray in the middle of a world full of multiple things to satisfy us, that we would reject the idolatry of worshiping what you give over you. I pray that we'd be a people who love our God with all of our hearts, all of our minds, and all of our souls. I pray everyone in this room would grow this year in deeper satisfaction with you, Jesus. Even posing this question, I pray you'd stick it in their heart, put it in their prayer life, and they would progress more as they walk in you. In Jesus' name, amen.